Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, if you're Joe Biden, you're really hoping that the media would do exactly what they're doing so far for you. If you're the State Department, you're really hoping the media will get your back and do exactly what they've been doing for you, which is to give you credit for things that you actually haven't done in getting Americans out of Afghanistan. The State Department, however, has gone a little bit too far and now being accused of lying and stealing, trying to steal credit for rescue of 4 Americans from Afghanistan. The organizers of the non-governmental mission to rescue an American mother and her 3 children from Afghanistan says the U.S. State Department has lied, trying to claim credit for the successful operation, according to a new report. Top State Department officials announced on Monday that the, quote, U.S. has facilitated the safe departure of 4 U.S. citizens by overland route, meaning not from the air, but across land, across Afghanistan into another country. Embassy staff was present, quote, unquote, upon their arrival. But those actually involved in this dangerous rescue operation say, no, the State Department does not deserve any credit for this escape from Afghanistan. Corey Mills and a private team of military veterans drawing on funding by private donors, including the Centennial Foundation, actually led the effort to rescue Marion and her 3 children from Afghanistan, where they had been left behind by the State Department, by the Biden administration, by our president, Joe Biden. Multiple sources with knowledge of this woman's evacuation, her family, say, no, the State Department was not involved. They did not direct it, and the Pentagon was not involved. This was private funds, private people risking their lives to get Americans out, left behind by the State Department and by the Biden administration. Mills had been alerted to the family struggle by Representative Ronnie Jackson. You may remember Ronnie is the former White House physician who's now a congressman from Texas. Ronnie Jackson tweeted this out after 2 weeks and multiple life-threatening attempts. I am overjoyed to share that 4 U.S. citizens from the Texas 13th District, that's where he is a congressman, were part of the first successful ground evacuation since the U.S. left Kabul. Thank you to Corey Mills and the other brave patriots on his team for saving these brave Americans. According to the report, Mills and the group people worked for weeks to get the American family out of Afghanistan, trying to get them out, trying to get them on one of the last U.S. government flights out of Kabul. But then remember, no one would come out in the street and get them. The mother and her children could not get into the airport, which had been taken over by the Taliban militants. But remember, you're supposed to just show the Taliban your passport and they're just supposed to let you through. We now know they didn't do that. The final time Miriam tried to enter the airport, a Taliban fighter pointed a pistol at her head and warned her not to come back. Shortly after that, Taliban fighters asked Kabul locals who knew Miriam how they could find her. Mills' team rushed to get her and her children out of the city and into a safe house, which they did. The woman then tried to book a private charter flight from an airport a couple hundred miles from Kabul, but the plane was never cleared to take off. Some private evacuation organizers have blamed the State Department for failing to gain clearance for charter flights to land in third countries. And while the Republican representative, Michael McCaul, had blamed the Taliban for the planes remaining grounded. Finally, Mills' plan was to travel overland to a neighboring country. The exact country is being withheld to avoid jeopardizing future rescue missions. An attempt to get the family across the border. It took multiple attempts and sleight-of-hand tactics that Mills compared to a shell game. But Marion's family finally crossed the border on Monday morning, just before the Taliban closed the checkpoint to prevent Americans from escaping, we're also being told. Mills said on Fox News, the State Department's claim that it, quote, facilitated the safe departure of the family is absolute nonsense. In other words, they're trying to take credit for the disaster, the catastrophe that they actually created, which is disgusting. Now, Representative Mullen went on CNN this morning to talk about this, what he referred to as an absolute lie. And I want you to hear Breonna Keeler at CNN trying to spin this like somehow this isn't actually good news. That somehow this is maybe the State Department, the Biden administration deserve more credit than what you guys are giving them. How sick is that? Take a listen.
A curiosity about who these folks are that came out overland, the first people that we are aware who have done this. You've been working with a team of veterans and others. Tell us who these people are and tell us about their journey, what it was like.
Well, we started this group moving about 2 weeks ago. Miriam and her three kids are from Amarillo, Texas. And we had got a request to see if we could help them in my office, along with the office of Ronnie Jackson. And when we got that request, I reached out to some friends of mine that were contractors and asked them if they still had people working in that area, which they did. Once we contacted them, they started putting an organization together, working with the Sentinel Foundation. The Sentinel Foundation is a nonprofit organization that is absolutely awesome, and they're non-political. They do this stuff all the time, and it was our intentions of making no press statements at all about this. We were simply going to fly in, get Miriam and her kids and a couple other AMSETs, which are American citizens, and leave. But when we were trying to enter into Afghanistan, things went really sideways. We started getting all types of pushback from the State Department.
By the way, you noticed the real story coming out here. This Representative Mullen, Republican, Oklahoma, said, I've been trying to help rescue people from Afghanistan. It's actually the State Department that's been holding us up from doing it. And now the fact that after we do get some Americans out, the State Department tries to claim credit for it to help in helping this rescue. They've actually done the complete opposite of that. Right? This bureaucracy bullcrap has done the complete opposite.
And so we found ourselves not being able to get her out through Hakai, which is the Kabul International Airport. And even though we had her at the gate multiple times, we was on the phone with the State Department over the last 2 weeks trying to get her out, and they wouldn't even open the gate for us. On the night of the 29th through the day of the 30th, we were trying over and over again. Actually, on the 28th, 29th, and the 30th, we were at gates. I was on the phone with the operations center trying to get Miriam and her kids out of Kabul. And so when the administration says that every American that wanted out could get out, that's an absolute lie, because we're working with 27 AMSETs, American citizens, right now, that I assure you all of them wanted out, and we couldn't get them out.
It's an absolute lie for the State Department to claim credit for Americans I helped rescue. Leave it to the Biden administration because they know they're in trouble. Right? Leave it to them to make up crap like this. Leave it to them to make up things like this. It's disgusting to try to take credit for what the private sector is doing and what these men are doing on their own because the State Department's in their way. They're in their way, folks. They are in their way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
You know, Representative Mullen saying that it's an absolute lie for the State Department not only to claim credit for Americans that he helped rescue, but he also called them out for lying, saying that all Americans that wanted to get out of Afghanistan could actually get out of Afghanistan. And if you notice, he's bringing up that point. That never happened either. So how is it now when I go out and the private sector goes out and people risk their lives who have already served their country in official capacity, who are now willing to go back in an unofficial capacity to save American lives, putting their lives on the line, knowing if they get caught, they will die, right? They'll be beheaded, they'll be shot, whatever it is, executed, hung, knowing this. Americans are being hunted down. They know this. And they get these people out, and the State Department's like, we did it. No, you didn't. And you're the same people that have been stopping us from getting Americans out. You're the same people that promised it. Just wave your passport and they'll let you through the airport. And they didn't. They put guns to your head and shot at your feet.
Her kids out of Kabul. And so when the administration says that every American that wanted out could get out, that's an absolute lie, because we're working with 27 AMSETs, American citizens, right now, that I assure you all of them wanted out and we couldn't get them out. When that failed, yes, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I do want to talk to you about that, because obviously you are aware you're facing a lot of criticism for efforts to enter the country. And I want to talk about that. But first, I want to ask you about this particular characterization of what happened by the U.S. State Department, because you said you didn't necessarily want to be talking about this in the press. But here you are, and you're taking issue. You're taking very much issue with how the State Department is characterizing this. So I.
By the way, I love how Breonna Keel here is defending the State Department, the State Department that's taking credit for Americans that they claim they helped rescue, when in fact they didn't help rescue them. Number one, okay. And number two, they're like, well, you said you didn't want to be on TV, Mr. Congressman from Oklahoma, and now here you are on TV. Like, he's done something wrong, because he's been trying to do everything he can to help get Americans out of Afghanistan. What scumbaggery. I mean, this is absolute, total scumbaggery. Total scumbaggery from CNN that they're actually doing this right now. It is total and utter scumbaggery, and this is what they're saying.
I just want to get to the bottom of what you're taking issue with, because the State Department said the U.S. has facilitated the safe departure of four U.S. citizens by overland route from Afghanistan. Embassy staff was present upon arrival. So just to be clear, are you saying that they actually did not facilitate the overland departure of these four, or are you saying that embassy staff were not present at the exit?
They got present on the second day. We traveled over three.
By the way, I love this. I love how, you know, CNN's doing the bidding here. And Breonna Keeler, what an arrogant, terrible journalist. She's there. Wait, are you saying that they weren't involved? Are you saying that they were not involved? He's like, yeah, they were on the second day. They were there the second day, not the first day. Who defends the State Department? I mean, it's almost like Breonna Keeler at CNN is actually auditioning for a job at the State Department, or to become the next White House press secretary. Like, hey, I can spin anything. I'll defend anything. I'll defend the indefensible of the State Department leaving Americans behind to die. Because that's exactly what she's doing right now at the Chinese Communist News Network.
300 miles with Miriam, not we personally, not me. I was actually in the United States, over 300 miles from Kabul, up through this region. I'm going to leave where we actually brought her across out of it, because we hopefully will get more people through. But we had her there for 24 hours before the State Department was even aware she was there. They didn't show up until a few hours after we'd actually, or before we got her across. And so for them to say they facilitated it is absolutely a lie. We had to go through over 20 checkpoints, which every one of those checkpoints, you actually have to pay money to get through because of the Taliban. On the day that the day that she was actually able to come across, she was actually told, because I was on the phone with her at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time in the morning, and they said, if you come back, we'll kill you. And so we were negotiating. We were negotiating back and forth. The State Department was actually told at one time, actually told the embassy in the country not to assist us in any way. Quote, that came from the ambassador, said the Washington, D.C., Mark Wayne said, Representative Mullen, what he called me, said, I'm not to assist you in any way.
Think about this. All because this guy's a conservative. All because this guy's trying to get somebody out of Afghanistan. The State Department is now deciding, based on your politics, whether they'll help you as an American get out of the country, or if you call the wrong congressman to help you, you call a conservative congressman to help you get out of Afghanistan, then the State Department says, we're out, we're not supposed to assist you, we're not supposed to help you. And then when you do get them out, the State Department's like, look what we did. And then you've got this scumbaggery reporting from Breonna Keeler at CNN. It is disgusting the way that she acted in this interview. Doing the bidding of Biden I mean, she doesn't give a crap about innocent people's lives. If she did, she wouldn't be defending the indefensible and the State Department. She wouldn't be defending the indefensible of the actions of the Biden administration. You wouldn't be treating a congressman somehow like he's the most terrible person in the world. It gets better.
It was until the second day that we almost had her out that the State Department came in. And when they came in, they did come in to help. I will give you that. But for them to take credit and say they negotiated with the Taliban, our guys with the Sentinel Foundation literally walked across the bridge and was trying to negotiate with the Taliban, not the State Department, our guys, the Sentinel Foundation, who is non-political whatsoever. They don't even want to be in the picture. They want to, they do this all over the country or all over the world. They were taking on the negotiation. So when I seen the State Department come out and take credit for this, it is absolutely a lie.
I love this, by the way. I love how Brandon Keeler is like, whoa, I got to defend the State Department because that's my job. If the Chinese Communist News Network, CNN, I have to defend them. I've got to defend the indefensible. I'm auditioning for the next press secretary job at the White House, apparently. That's apparently what Breonna Keeler is doing right now. Because she can't wait to jump in. Can't wait to jump in and say, well, hold on a second. The State Department's amazing. The State Department's brilliant. The State Department's unbelievable. I mean, I know there's 10% of Americans left behind, but who cares?
So it sounds like what you're saying is it was the group you're involved with that shepherded this woman and her three kids through the overland route. The State Department obviously did come in at the end and they helped get this person through this border passing. But I want to ask you because, I mean, there's a lot of conflict in the way this story is being told, obviously.
So we're gonna somehow discredit you since you're coming on TV, set the record straight. There's a lot of conflict here. I mean, the amount of conflict here is truly incredible. Look at all of the conflict here. This is a significant amount of conflict. There's conflict in this story. Conflict everywhere in this story. Conflict. How about you just be honest and say the State Department's clearly lying about this? How about you be honest about the private citizens having to do the job of the United States government because the United States government refuses to do their damn job? How about you just report on the facts that our White House and State Department willfully, purposely, and by their own admission has left 10% of Americans behind? You want to talk about conflict? Talk about that conflict. Nope, gotta discredit you and the great work you just did to get four Americans out, a mother and three children, that was being hunted down by the Taliban.
And you're facing a lot of criticism from the Biden administration because you tried to get into Afghanistan multiple times. They allege that you threatened embassy staff in Tajikistan. Can you tell us about you say it's not true. Tell us about that. They say that you were trying to bring a large amount of cash in with this group of people that you were with. What do you say to that? Were you trying to do that? And tell us about your response to them saying that you threatened the ambassador.
Yes. Let's discredit you even more after you get people out. Let's push a narrative because obviously you can trust this administration with what they're telling you. The same administration that said any American that wants out can get out. And then the same administration a day later said we will leave no Americans behind. We will not end the operation until we get every American out. Just kidding. Left 10% of you behind, sex to be you. Lying to us saying, look, all you got to do is go to the airport. They'll let you through. Just show your passport. That wasn't working. And they still lied about that, saying that that was going to work. No, just show your passport. No one's going to put a gun to your head. No one's going to shoot you. The Taliban's great. We're working with the Taliban. They love you. This is how CNN treats heroes that are conservatives that are doing the job of the State Department, the Pentagon, and the White House. This is nothing but government-sponsored propaganda. Plain and simple, this is government-sponsored propaganda that CNN and Breonna Keeler are putting out there because I guess she wants to be the next White House press secretary. That's the only thing I can figure out from this interview because it's not an interview. It's propaganda. Well, did you threaten people? We've been told that you threatened an ambassador. By the way, I have no problem with you threatening an ambassador to kick the ambassador's ass if he won't help you get Americans out. Just want to be on record as saying that. Get out of my way is the mentality right now when American lives are at stake. And if you get your panties in a wad, like this ambassador did, because someone doesn't respect you when you refuse to do your job, which is to help get Americans out, I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
Just remember, public enemy number one right now of the Communist Chinese News Network, CNN, State Department, Pentagon, is congressmen that are going around the bureaucracy to get Americans out there being hunted by the Taliban. And instead of celebrating it, we now attack you. CNN now attacking a congressman who was the first one to be able to orchestrate getting Americans out on foot over land out of Afghanistan that we know we're being hunted by the Taliban. That were left behind to die, a mother and 3 children. Can you celebrate that? No, cannot. By the way, Anthony Blinken has actually said, Secretary of State, that accounting for Americans left is, well, we're not really sure. How many green cards are there? We're not really sure. How many Americans left? We don't know. We know nothing, by the way. Our State Department knows nothing. The Pentagon knows nothing. The White House knows nothing. So these guys are actually getting it done. Well, they're public enemy number one. I also love this other thing that just makes me laugh. They accuse a congressman of trying to get in, quote, large sums of cash into Afghanistan. Why the hell do you think they're doing that? I'll tell you exactly why. because money talks. The CIA for decades has been handing out money to people to help look the other way. I mean, look at the Biden State Department. They actually said today that it has no resources to rescue trapped flights in Afghanistan, no reliable means to confirm details or reports of what's going on the ground. This is the State Department saying this. So you want to criticize a congressman for trying to bring some cash in Afghanistan to pay some people off to save American lives? Come on.
You were trying to bring a large amount of cash in with...
By the way, that's like called being brilliant. You should celebrate a congressman trying to get in large amounts of cash into a country to try to pay people off to look the other way to get innocent people out.
This group of people that you were with, what do you say to that? Were you trying to do that? And tell us about your response to them saying that you threatened the ambassador.
Well, first of all, the ambassador and I and Tachika Singh get along. And it was his group that really tried to help us as much as they could. It wasn't, that's a misnarrative. Him and I actually spoke about this yesterday, and he actually apologized about it. And his guys are the ones that were actually there trying to volunteer their time and help towards the end of this, not going up to it. As far as the large sum of cash, anybody that's worked in that region knows they don't take credit cards. And as I said, you got to go through 20 checkpoints, over 20 checkpoints, before you could even get to the area we were at. And at each one of those checkpoints, they will charge you between $500 to $4,000 per person. They don't take credit card, they only take cash. And so if we're going to get more people out, we have to continue to fund the operation. And you can only do that through cash. And CNN, you guys have been there before. You guys understand how this works. You know that that you have to have cash on you to be able to operate in those parts of the region. And any other organization that's ever worked there knows that.
I love how he calls out CNN, by the way, to say it this way, like, don't be stupid. Don't be idiots here. You know, us trying to get money in. They don't take credit cards. Taliban didn't have a little square Wi-Fi reader on their phone going, please swipe here, America. Doesn't work that way. Right? It doesn't work that way. And they know it. But hey, well, you know, we've been told you're trying to get money into the country, large sums of money. What do you think he's doing, buying drugs? Think he's trying to buy a bunch of poppy? Come on. These are the useful idiots at the Chinese Communist News Network and Breonna Keeler, who I guess is auditioning to be the next White House spokesperson or State Department spokesperson. Because there's nobody in their right mind that would act this way towards an American that's actually having a victory. Having a moment of success. Getting people out of the country. Do you celebrate a American citizen, three children getting out of the country? I would say yes. That's something that you celebrate. No, not at CNN. No. You were off the reservation. We were told that you threatened an ambassador. That didn't happen. Actually, it's been taken out of context. Didn't happen. Talked to the ambassador yesterday. That ambassador actually helped us a little bit at the end. Not true. Well, we're going to report it anyway. We were, you know, let's make you sound shady. You got cash. We hear you're trying to bring in the country. Yeah. Welcome to having an operation. You got 20 checkpoints to go through. You got to pay a bunch of Taliban people. 5,000, 500, 12,000, 6,000, whatever the day market rate is, that's what you got to pay. So we're preparing to do that. Well, we were told the State Department doesn't like this. I don't give a crap what the State Department thinks. If you've got innocent men and women over there that are being held hostage at this point, in a State Department that's doing nothing to get them out because they're not, take whatever money you need, bro. You're an American hero. Play by the rules of the Taliban, because the Taliban's the ones now in charge. Why? Because of the Biden administration. So if you don't like me taking money, you might want to ask Joe Biden why the hell he gave up the country to them before we got all the Americans out. You don't like me taking money over there, CNN, and the Biden administration? Then maybe you should have gotten the Americans out so I didn't have to do this. Scumbags at CNN.
And so it was really a misnarrative that the State Department tried to spin. And now they're trying to go out there and take credit for the four AMSETs. The fact of the matter is, I wouldn't even have been there if the Biden administration would have done their job in the first place. I didn't look for a reason to go. I didn't even want to go. But how do you say no when we have Americans that are there wanting to get out, and then you have our own government, the President Biden up there and Secretary Blinken out there saying that
everyone's going to want to get out. I want to ask you, because you know there is...
By the way, there's no like, hey, first of all, I know it's so, you know, thank you for what you did. I know that you have good intentions. None of that. I know that you're just trying to do what's best for these people, and it's amazing that you guys were able to get them out. None of that. None of it, folks. None of that. I wonder why. Why is it that CNN has such a hard time? I'll tell you exactly why. Because they hate conservatives that are successful. They hate conservatives that are successful. They hate it when you actually get something done and you make the State Department look bad doing it. You make the president look bad doing it. So they'll put out lies and misinformation. Oh, he threatened an ambassador. Not true. Wait, it's not true? Nope, not true. Okay, well, let's make him look shady because he tried to bring money into the country. Well, let me explain why. And CNN, you should know this. You guys have worked there. You got to have cash on you, right? Cash is king. Cash is what gets you out of trouble. Taliban doesn't take credit cards. I love that line, by the way. Taliban doesn't take credit cards. You notice not one time did CNN say, it's amazing you got them out, or congratulations for getting them out, or, you know, I know that this is an incredible moment for these family members. You notice none of that was said. No. We're going to attack you because you went off the reservation and you did the right thing, the moral thing. You went and got an American out and you played by the rules that were left. You played the hand that was dealt to you by the Taliban and by the Biden administration. You got them out. We will not give you credit. We will not say thank you. In fact, we're going to defend the State Department, even though the State Department's lying. State Department is literally lying about wanting to say, oh, they got Americans out. They did the opposite. They hindered us. They blocked us. They fought against us. That's the real story here. Why is the State Department lying? Why is the State Department trying to take credit for something they didn't do? That's the narrative that should be talked about. That is the conversation that we should be having. These are heroes, folks. And we're being told around the clock right now, this is what they're trying to do. There are heroes that are trying to do everything they can to get people out. There are private citizens that are raising funds, raising money, trying to get people out, desperately trying to get people out. These are the heroes that everyone should be cheering on. You know, I gave some money financially, and I hope you guys will do the same, to a group that I know is doing everything they can to get people out, because it does take money. It does cost money. And when the State Department won't do their job, it's disgusting, but it's the reality of the situation. And you watch this White House and you watch them slander good people. What I would say is just keep doing it and give them the middle finger. Sorry for being blunt, but it's the truth. You know, you look at the State Department's claim that it facilitated the safe departure of the family. It's absolutely nonsense. The fact that they are spending this trying to take 100% credit when they didn't track this family, when they placated this family, when the mother, who was under extreme stress, extreme pressure, reached out to the State Department multiple times and got no help. This is an attempt to save face by the administration for the Americans they left behind. This woman with three children ages 15, from ages 15 all the way down to 2 years old. And they did nothing to try to expedite this. But at the very last minute, you have these senior officials, quote unquote, at the State Department trying to claim credit for this, like, oh yeah, look what we've done. It's like we carried the ball to the 99.5 yard line and then taking it the last half yard and being like, wow, look what we did. He's right. God bless these heroes, and let's continue to publicly shame the Biden administration for leaving Americans behind only by using the facts. All right, I'll say it again. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. We'll keep you updated all week long on what's happening in Afghanistan and how you can get involved. Hit the share button right now and share this podcast on social media as well. See you back here tomorrow.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.